Tom, one theme of the conference is that it's possible to end the spread of AIDS. So why do experts think that's possible?
Well, there's a number of reasons. One is they've shown that one of the buzz phrases coming out of the conference, in fact, is treatment is prevention. So many of these drugs that are used to treat HIV and suppress the virus in the body have been shown to reduce the viral load so much down to such a low level that people are no longer infective. And so theoretically, if we can get everybody on these drugs, we can stop the spread of HIV.
What about this guy, the so-called Berlin patient? That sounds like a science fiction character or something. He was mysteriously cured, so who is he and what happened?
His name is Timothy Ray Brown. He's actually originally from Seattle, grew up in Seattle, and was in Berlin when he got leukemia. He also was HIV infected. He received a bone marrow transplant and, as an accident, received a donor immune cells from someone who had two genetic mutations that prevent HIV from entering cells. So he was cured of HIV by accident through a bone marrow transplant, and he has been of great interest to scientists here, and he's kind of maybe the poster child for this conference because now everyone is talking about the possibility that we can cure AIDS.
And that's possible?
That's debatable, and Bill Gates was one of those in the minority who questioned that at one of the plenary sessions here, and I wrote about it on Humanosphere, and there's others, Richard Horton of The Lancet. There's a number of people here who are uncomfortable with the highly ambitious buzz phrases being thrown around at this conference, such as ending AIDS, AIDS-free generation, and curing AIDS. So it's debatable. It's very scientifically interesting, but whether or not it'll actually produce some kind of cure that we can actually use throughout the pandemic is very debatable.
So wait a sec. The Gates Foundation's whole reason for existence and all their public relations are all about wiping out diseases like AIDS. So why would Bill Gates be the skeptic?
Well, Bill Gates, up on the stand there when he was talking, said what we need to do right now is get AIDS drugs to the 7 million other people who need these drugs to survive. We've had great progress, got it to 8 million people in developing countries. But Gates said the next step should be expanding treatment, getting more donor and government funding for expanding AIDS treatment, and we can pursue the science. Bill Gates loves science, but he's basically saying it's premature to be talking about ending AIDS or curing AIDS. He says we're not even close to that, and we need to just hunker down and think of this more as a marathon than a sprint.
You're roaming the corridors of the conference. Is this the sort of thing people are talking about on the side?
Yeah, mostly. And of course, it depends on what camp they're in. What makes people uncomfortable, I talked to Fred Hutch, the head of the HIV Vaccine Trial Network, Jim Kublin, who's here, and you know, no one's talking about vaccines, and yet that's probably the biggest tool. Vaccines are kind of a hard sell. Even though we are making progress scientifically on it, it's still a long ways off, and you know, it's hard to get excited about something that's a long slog up a steep hill.
Okay, well, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thank you.
That's KPLU's Tom Paulson at the International AIDS Conference in Washington, D.C. You can read Paulson's Humanosphere blog at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.